today.
And you're listening to Black Audacity, the podcast for Sid looking bitches. You know, Sid from Toy Story.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sid the Kid from the internet.
No.
Sid, okay. Fuck all that. Rose.
Talk finna, about it.
Finna knock a bitch out. UFC.
It's UFC I forget the number. It's something.
Yeah, I'm mad. I forget the numbers. But she's fighting Esperanza. I believe that's her name. Okay. I love
Sid. Don't ask me. I said
I love Sid. I love Rose.
I just toast the violence. I toast the violence. I just go to the fights. I just want to see.
Because we be over there fucked up. Fights do be fun.
Fights be fucked up.
At Petty House.
At the Petty House.
My nigga hit me up. It's like, you coming? I was like, they fucked up my schedule. But no, I'm mad. Them UFC fights, they'll be
lit. We're going to I have to call in a fire or something. Bomb threat. Yeah. Get you out of there.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be mad. So, how you been, though? It's been a good three, four weeks.
It's been almost a month, man.
We've been doing this, man. We see each other, then be months.
I don't know what that's about.
I'm like, your period. I want to see you once a month.
Wow, hopefully.
Oh, shit. Don't skip too many.
Nigga, I need once a month.
You went to go see Patty.
I went to go see Patty and Steph Williams. I was in Oakland at the Paramount. Oakland is Oakland. I was in Jack London Square as always. The Paramount's on in Jack London Square, but you niggas know what I'm talking about. Anyways, so it was lit out there. There was some type of event going on in Jack London Square. That weekend, it was nothing but black people, and it was
Oakland.
That's true. So it was straight up just like very Oakland. But I did realize I do need a break from the Bay Area. I need at least maybe a 3 month, because I feel like I've been up there every other week for a minute.
Fun to visit.
It's fun to visit, but when I start, because it's okay. So the big thing that's going on in the Bay Area, especially. Like specifically Oakland, Berkeley area, to talk about gentrification and, you know, all the white people moving, which is, you know, fucked up. However, it's not gentrified enough for me, because I have to fight to find a Starbucks. Like, it is.
so it's still too niggerish.
It's just, you know, it's not a driver's place. I'm from the Bay Area, but I'm a Fresno nigga.
Driving around, I mean, when I went to San Francisco to visit my homegirl, we were driving around. I was like, yeah, this shit different.
I can drive in San Francisco. I'm cool driving in San Francisco. I can drive in Oakland. I don't like to drive in Oakland, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Vallejo? I'm sorry.
I hate Vallejo, but I can drive in.
I went for Vallejo.
Vallejo, you can drive in though. Like, I feel like it's comfortable to have a car in Vallejo.
Okay.
Oakland, on the other hand, you have to walk. Like, you don't really have a fucking choice. You're gonna have to do at least two blocks. Like, you don't never see nobody out there with like little legs. If they're from Oakland, they got strong legs.
You know what's funny? The last time I was like in Oakland, in Oakland, I was actually, I was there with my brother. We was passing out pamphlets for the national, not national, but the Black Socialist Party, whatever. We was on some Black Panther shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, well, that's why I used to go out there with my brother, because he was with that shit. So that's why I be telling motherfuckers, like, everybody talk that black shit, but what have you done?
Yeah, that was really with it. That's why I'm looking at you. Like, I didn't know you did
with
your strong white women.
Kareem, did you watch Winning Time when he was doing yoga in the morning? Because she swear I'm Kareem on Winning Time.
And
in the last episode, they showed him doing yoga. The only reason that's funny, because, well, one night we had a slumber party. It did.
And we ain't had one of those like 6 months.
She's like, why is this nigga doing yoga?
Why are you in the middle of the floor doing yoga?
I ain't good to nobody.
My knee, my back was hurting.
I ain't good to nobody.
It was old shit.
I was just walking around Oakland, passing out pamphlets. It was something going on. But yeah, that's my Oakland experience. So I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will always have love just specifically for Oakland, for San Leandro, for Berkeley, because that's, you know, my original place of being. But goddamn, if y'all could just speed up on this driving, because I'm a Fresno nigga. We used to country roads. Like, the speed limit says 45, but we hit 55. Like, you don't do this. Like,
I was about to say, motherfuckers been driving.
Niggas is back out. Niggas is back out. It's 2022. Everybody's in vacation. Our homegirl right now, my cousin, is in Mexico. I asked her how she was getting there, and them niggas drove to Mexico.
From here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know why? YG is having a concert in fucking Mexico. Niggas is wildin'.
YG like, having a concert.
You heard in what the fuck I said for Cinco de Mayo weekend.
I ain't mad at
that. That's what's going on. The world is reopening. Fresno specifically.
The folders call out.
But yeah, you look like one of them niggas. Oh, it was the oldest.
Yeah. Well, you know, that nigga three steps away from Huey P. him damn self.
Yeah, he kind of.
And that was in Oakland. I was at a Raiders game with my mama. But
so, I was going to say, a real Raiders fan. Shout out to Miss Jackie. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Mother's Day. I was going to say that to all the mothers. This will be posted post Mother's
Day.
I'm
posting it tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Okay.
Or tonight, maybe.
Will I say this? Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to the mamas.
To everyone who's listening, that might segue us into to that nigga. But speaking, because we just talked about the Raiders. So I just want to say this for like 5 minutes.
I'm going to give you three, but go ahead.
Three, that's fine. Because the NFL playoffs are over. Which
text these hoes.
NFL playoffs, last playoffs were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But the NBA playoffs, they are good.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this. I was late to the party on Ja Morant.
Oh, my God. With his little cute self.
That was your guy. I was late to the party on him, but that motherfucker been balling. I liked him from Ja Morant. I was going for the Bulls. They out.
I was going for the Bulls, too. We was on
I don't know who I'm going for now.
I'm just going to toss it in the air.
Suns are looking good. Sixers, I do like an underdog story. Joel Embiid came back with his black mask and was balling.
Yeah.
So I don't know who I'm going for, but the I like how it's amped back up, and you know motherfuckers is back with their shit in sports current events. But speaking about current events as of late, what's the first topic? You gonna talk about that nigga?
So trigger warning.
Trigger.
Is that our trigger warning? All right. I like it. Oh my God. You know, I just realized I forgot to upload an episode. We did record another episode, didn't we?
That was a hell of a revelation to have on the mic. Okay.
Anyway, so shit been wild, bro. But yeah, so trigger warning. It all depends on what your triggers are. So YouTube
proclaimed nigga that no shit
nigga, I mean, but is which basically what we are too in a way, but relationship expert. Kevin Samuels passed away Thursday. It first broke on Twitter. He was 57 years old.
56
whatever. He gone now, so that sounds morbid. I'm sorry. To quote Jay, and which I did at the time of his passing, any loss of life is sad. Mm-hmm. But he obviously had some people who disliked him, a lot of black women. Uh-huh. I feel like,
were they valid reasons?
Yeah, they're valid reasons. A lot of things he said were inappropriate in a lot of ways. I do, however, believe that a good chunk of it was for the purposes of entertainment, and it wasn't necessarily the way that he actually felt about stuff. Also, the way that he passed, he came and went at the same time. He was,
y'all talk that shit, but he
because I really, he was Italian. He was Italian zesty to me. I thought,
oh, you thought he was gay?
I really did.
I didn't think that.
There was nothing about him that spoke to me and said straight. But again, I don't know. I don't know everybody.
He had that old flamboyant nigga shit.
But he wasn't. Niggas, yes. And they are. I know some. And they be like the best dressed niggas on the face of the planet. Yeah. You know, you always got like that. But they always like, sis. Like, you know, they're sassy. But he was too young for that. I didn't pick up on that. If he would have been like 65, 66, I would have been like, okay, yeah.
I got
you. Yeah, nigga. I know where you're at. But
so where do you stand on Kevin Samuels?
I think he probably had the potential. If still living, he would have been mainstream, and his I think his views and his topics probably would have changed. I don't think he's on the same level as them niggas who podcast too, Fresh and Fit. Them niggas Them the niggas everybody need to be mad at. Kevin.
Oh yeah.
Kevin Samuels.
Them two
motherfuckers. I don't like they're something.
And I've listened to them. Just
I tried to give them a chance. And
but I'm like, you just saying shit.
You're angry and sad.
You don't like women.
Yeah. Kevin Samuels was just a shit talker. He reminded me in a lot of ways, but I feel like his shit talking covered up a lot of actually potent things that were probably true in as far as relationships and as far as being making it to your 50s and being single. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, same.
I'm gonna be talking that shit. See, if you was. But go ahead, because I'm going to give my opinion.
But you can't, I just feel like you can't, as a person of any type, you can't really talk about the value of another person or a value of a gender as opposed. But to negatively speak about the value of someone, everybody has a value in some way, even if it's just a nigga with a birth certificate.
So I think is the feelings we attach to the words people use was his thing. So when he talked about high value, low value, I don't think it really meant like you as a person, because as far as me and Kevin Samuels, I didn't listen to him, I didn't take his advice, but like I told you, Kevin's, to a discerning individual, you can listen to Kevin Samuels and take from what he's saying, but the people that listen to him, they needed to listen to him, only because...
And again, people were willingly calling in to his show to get advice.
But like, them is broad stroke. Listen, if I'm at that age and don't know how to get a woman, don't know how to get a man... And then I need to call. Then I need to listen. I wouldn't call because I could. I don't need that information. I don't need that advice. But the people that need it, he was talking to them, and he was breaking it down to it was simple. And again, it's not like what he was saying was truth. Because what's funny is the split. Oh, he was speaking the truth. Y'all just mad women. He degraded black women. Fuck him. And it's just funny because I was like, well.
That's why our group been so quiet. Because I ain't proved shit. I approved that one post.
Because they all been talking about Kevin Samuels.
I'm like, I'm not. Listen, as much as you know, again, this is why I watch the UFC fights. I like violence. I like.
AOC.
Agent of chaos. I like a lot of disruption. I think it's good for people.
That's entropy in science. It's just. No, that's what it's called.
I wasn't disagreeing with you. I was trying to stop a sneeze. So
okay, allergies.
Calm your tits. Yes, it's May in Fresno.
My push-ups.
Anyway.
Man titties. You don't need to say it on the mic.
Anyways.
But Kevin Samuels, go ahead.
It's because there's no point to be made. I feel like everybody takes these situations and they're trying to have think pieces. It's the same thing with the Will Smith situation. Because I didn't allow on the group. I didn't approve a lot of those posts either. It was wrap this shit up. Because I hate when these things happen. And I can't say that I'm mad at Kevin Samuels for dying. Like, but is it at an inconvenient time? Possibly. Like,
damn, excuse the fuck out of him for dying at the wrong time.
And it just shows the true power of social media.
Yeah.
Because black, and I do say black Twitter, I will always categorize it. Black Twitter broke this before TMZ did. That's huge. I don't know what Elon gonna do. Because if he fucks up the algorithm for black Twitter, it's a wrap for the whole company.
There was any merit to anything Kevin Samuels
said? I think there's merit.
Was it more his delivery?
It was his delivery. It was his tone.
I think the verbiage.
That's
what I believe.
It was the whole attitude of everything. And you know, because a lot of the shit that he said, Steve Harvey had said.
Mm-hmm.
And they clown Steve Harvey. But Steve Harvey had been married 3 times and had all these, you know, whatever.
What's funny about that, I think that's how you gain the motherfucking knowledge. Because I think my thing is, and I hope I don't sound pretentious. Well, only because people ask me relationship advice all the time. And I'm like, why are you asking me? My married friends will come to me about shit. I'm like, I ain't never been married. I can't even keep a girlfriend. But I've been through so much different shit. Because I'll say something like, oh, yeah, this, that, and the third. And like, oh, well, that happened with me. Like, it's
sometimes
ain't nothing new under the sun.
You need another person with a certain amount of
experience
and just... What's the word I'm looking for? Introspective.
I believe those that can't do teach. You know what I'm saying? So what what Kevin said, truth like rain. Truth like rain. Like he said, I think what people take major umbrage with, it was when he was speaking about single mothers.
Yeah.
And I think what the broad implication was, if you're a single mother, then you have no value and get what you get and don't throw no fit. I don't believe that's true. However, you can't just ignore the fact, if you're a single man and or woman and you're dating a single mother and or father, there's certain concessions that has to be made. And if you're pursuing somebody that doesn't want to make them concessions, you can't be mad at that. That's what I believe all he was trying to say. But the way he said it, like, no, you can't get no man.
And I think it's a lot, too, is that he was taking... I said this before about a whole bunch of other situations, and this is the problem with social media and being black. He's taking kitchen talk and putting it onto the worldwide web. Because a lot of shit that he said, y'all done said. Mm-hmm. She thinks she gonna get him? Mm-hmm. With them 5 kids and 3 different baby daddies. Like, you mm-hmm. know, it's been said. It's been mm-hmm. done. But it was just like, why would you say that? Yeah. Because
I don't believe it's impossible. But it's just like...
The one thing that kind of just put the nail in the head for me to not participate in any conversation regarding him, whether it be good or bad, because bad publicity is still publicity, mm-hmm. is the fact of not believing a child necessarily, mm-hmm. or if they say, oh, so-and-so trying to touch me or something like that. Honestly, I didn't actually hear it, but it was such a big thing on social media for such a long time, and I was just like, this is something I no longer need to pay attention to, because this is getting on grounds where I'm gonna get blocked from Twitter forever.
I think his age was showing right there.
Yeah, because
people over 40 got this weird thing with
about like you don't shut like up, don't listen to kids. Yeah,
people over 40. Or I shouldn't say that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That's not. I don't even think that's a good amount. I just think it's about the way people were raised.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah, because there's an older sect that kind of just believes that. And it was dirty.
Because that stay in a child's place thing, I remember hearing that all the time. But now that I'm older and I'm hanging around my nieces and nephews and my friends with kids, they say certain things. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's a pretty well out intelligent.
Yeah. No, kids are smart.
This is why I got in trouble as a kid. Because I hope I don't sound pretentious. I used to be smarter than the adults I was around sometimes.
There's no camera. I'm shaking my head. Yes.
No, because I remember saying getting in trouble. Shit, and I was like, shut up, da 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 da, John, da da. But later they'd be like, John was so smart. John was so. Yeah, but I got in trouble for it. The motherfuckers got wonder why didn't talk to nobody for 10 years.
Or now they're talking about, like, for me, on the other hand, you got a smart ass mouth. Yeah, because. First of all, I was shut up for so long, and so I got a lot of shit to say.
My aunt used to say that.
On Mother's Day weekend. Mama. Mama, you gave me freedom.
My aunt used to say that. Like, I remember when John didn't talk. He talk a lot now, like, because can't nobody tell me to shut up now.
You can't fight me.
Yeah, you can't say that now. I was quiet before, because as far as that's concerned, I agree with you there. But with everything else that Kevin said was, again, some of the shit, truth like rain. Truth like rain don't give a fuck what fall on. I don't believe in high value, low value. If you like somebody, pursue them. If they don't like you, then whatever.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it. I don't care how to do it.
I know we're not supposed to be doing a relationship talk, and we got two other things, but just really quick. That is something, and I've made this joke a million times. I've made it to everybody. I always joked about, oh, I got 2 degrees, and I like niggas with nothing but birth certificates, right? It's a joke. There's not a level of seriousness to it. It's just me talking shit because I can. Because you can't fight me.
I'm going to make a point, but go ahead.
But no, with the whole...
technically, I'm a nigga with a birth certificate.
Exactly. But that's what... That's a thing. But I'm not going to look at a man who's... I'm not going to... And obviously, my dating record shows this. I'm not going to say... Oh, you don't have a degree? You don't make 6 figures? Oh, well, I can't do anything for you. But the reason being is because I don't need to be saved. And I think a lot of women, damn, this is going to get me in trouble. But I do think that a lot of women have the...
Kevin Samuels.
God damn it. I do think, but not for me. That's okay. And there's men who want to save a woman.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I don't have... I love. However you find it, baby, please get it. I'm happy.
We said that before. Some people that take, some people that give, and if them people can coalesce,
it works out for them. That those be the best relationships because they know how to work. How to work that, but you can't put a label on every woman of a certain age.
Yeah.
You can't put a label on a man of a certain age or a certain time frame. That's just like, that would be, in all honesty, that would be like coming after either of us. Because we don't, ain't nobody married. We don't have no kids. And it's like, and we're nerds. Like, we got toys sitting right here.
Like, those are,
I'm sorry, vinyl pop figures, figurines that I bought.
Yeah.
I had to buy two because I knew he was going to want one and I needed to.
No camera.
No camera, but that's, I mean, like, that's the thing. And so I feel like we would have been top pick for somebody like Kevin Samuels to come after if we were in fact going to go ask for relationship advice. But like different. But I'm going to be real. Neither one of these niggas got problems keeping a motherfucker. We lose one, we get another one. Like, shit happens.
The views expressed. No,
I'm just let me rephrase. Let me clean that up because you're right. That those views are not correct for either of us.
Yeah.
No, we're monogamous good people.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I was gonna say is that nobody. I'm not gonna go to an older nigga and be like, what should I do about my? I really want to find a relationship. No, that I'm not gonna do that. And but for the people who were, that's who you was responding to.
I'll say this because. Sometimes I'm somewhat of a Kevin Samuel to my friends because I have a myriad of friends that come to me and ask it. For instance, my friend, I'm not gonna name no names, bitch came to me talking about a nigga. And I was like, well, this, that, and the third. I was like, he lying to you. Like, what the fuck you want? Like, what the fuck you want from me? She'll tell me other things. Well, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And I was like, well, you know, do you go to the gym? She's like, no, but she was telling me about some physical things. I was like, well, you got to work out, you got to eat healthy. She's like, well, I don't believe that's, you know, it does have nothing to do with your self-worth. But
it doesn't.
If this is what your thing is, and she was like, well, the guys I like women like this. So I'm like, well, I'm not saying change for a man, but you would say in the same breath that you don't like certain dudes because how they look. But then you mad at a guy not liking how you look. Don't change for nobody you want, but just you got to.
I go after the men that I like are the type of men who like me.
And you know what's funny about me? I don't even pursue women. I really don't. I stopped pursuing women like 5-6 years ago. Every girl I end up talking, they hit me up. No, because honestly, it got to a point.
I am like that meme, though. I will swing you chicken wings and be like, you kind of cute. And then do that.
But
I don't want to talk. I'm not consistent enough. But go. No,
it got to a point to where I felt like I had to prove myself. Because, again, I'm a nigga with a birth certificate. It just so happened that, a lot of women I would talk, highly educated, good jobs, da-da-da-da-da. Then they talk to me like, you never been to college? No. What do you do, man? Shit, I'm manual labor. I'm a field nigga. I read on my breaks. Because they be like, oh, did you read that for school? Did you read that for college? No, I read it because I was bored. Because we'll talk about literature and shit. We'll talk about certain movies, music and shit like that. But what I'm saying, that has nothing to do with you and your worth. Because I honestly believe I date above my
pay grade.
I date above everything, my league, whatever you want to call it. I not even exclusively, I'm like 10s, like it's whatever, or whatever society ever. I don't get gay
on the flip side. That's always been a thing. Like, you don't have to make more money than me, but I know motherfuckers who are better with money than me, so it doesn't make a difference.
Well, the point is too, I was going to make people really do just be like scared sometimes.
It's terrifying out here.
Cause they be like tripping, like, what the all she could say is no. All the fuck she could say is no. Oh, hey girl. Da-da-da-da-da.
But see, people don't like that rejection. That's 99. Listen, because I always say the rejection comes and you just go on to the next one.
What Sugar Free say? The older I get, the more I search for perfection. I'm Sugar Free, bitch, and I ain't scared of rejection. Like, I really, what the worst you can say, one of my OGs told me that. The worst they can say is no. As long as you ain't did no crazy shit. Like, all you did was like, hey, you know, I like you, da-da-da. As long as you wasn't like hitting her up when she ignoring you. Now, that's the shit I don't do. If you ignore me more than once, then fuck it. Like, obviously, you're not interested. But funny thing about that is woman will hit me up like months later. Oh, well, you didn't hit me up in a while because you left me on red 5 months ago. I was supposed to keep hitting you.
You're supposed to keep applying pressure.
Exactly, that applying pressure shit. I don't get that shit.
Okay, calm down,
Kareem. That shit.
Okay,
we're next topic.
We're going to move forward.
Because that applying pressure shit is the most ignorant shit I ever heard. I'm sorry. Now I'm going to sound like Kevin Samuels. Because who the fuck are you? I don't mean like as a woman or... as a woman, because it's men and women. Who the fuck are you? A nigga got a quote-unquote, or a woman got a quote-unquote apply pressure. Like, if you like a person and a person like you, go forth and prosper. Fuck all this fucking social media shit that you gotta be, if a man like you do this, if a woman like you do that. Like, I don't get the shit, and maybe because I'm older, and I like talking if I'm interested in you. I like talking. I like conveying shit towards
people. Don't like to talk.
I like to enter.
People don't like people. People of our age bracket do not like to talk to one another.
I know
they like to talk. They like to
send in text because it be.
They like to talk at a person.
Exactly.
They like to talk at. You're not talking.
There's no exchange.
There's no of ideas because it stops. And I think it's because people don't believe in themselves to have more substance. They have a certain amount of facade online, because you can be anybody online.
Exactly. That's why I don't really...
I seem like a very calm and nice... well, sometimes. All depends on which social media you have me on. Very calm and nice person. In real life, I am a fucking nutcase. So...
online, people think I'm totally different. Every time I meet somebody, and they're like, oh, I thought you were so much different. Mm-mm. I'm like, man, I just post shit. That ain't got nothing.
And that's me, too, because this is just something for me to do when I'm not doing something else.
When I meet people in person, they will like me as a person. Maybe not like, oh, I'm in love with you, but they will like legitimately like, oh, you, a person of substance, I should say. And then be like, oh, I didn't know you knew about that.
It all depends on how you throw out your substance. Ladies, make sure that your substance is more than what you even think it is. I give that as a great advice to anybody.
And fellas.
And fellas, understand that... Let's flip that back to the women real quick. Women... my advice, you're a prize. Men, yeah. My advice, you're a prize. All depends on what contest y'all playing, though. So, that's...
okay. You just drop some shit.
And that's ultimately what it comes out to. Because you could be... you're the number one prize in somebody else's game. But in the game that you're playing right now, you're probably not the number one prize.
It's like
I mean, don't talk to people who don't like you.
Who don't like you. Oh, my gosh. What did I say? Quit going. That shit is weird.
Because people are aware, because they'll fuck people they don't like
and don't like.
Like, yeah. Don't do that. Just go. So but moving further in
summation with that particular subject, I will say this. I just think it's funny with Jada and Amber Heard and Kevin Samuels. I don't know what you call these type of niggas, but they are fucking in Rejoice till We Shall Not Be Moved. They Braveheart at this point. The type of niggas that like really don't like women and like, see, because they talking about Amber Heard because she lied on Johnny Depp. See what they do?
That was actually going to be my next topic.
And then Jada, because she a nut and a half. See? Then Cameron Simmons died. You see they mad because he was telling the truth. What do you call the type of niggas that don't like
I was on a group, and they were talking about, yeah, I think he was killed. Killed for what, nigga?
Yeah.
Killed for what?
Like, hey, Malcolm.
They said, talking about, this is reminding me of real Dr. Sebi. Excuse me?
Oh, my God. Everybody people die, okay?
Okay, you took the words right in my mouth. He didn't...
Every time somebody die, it's not... everybody dies. This ain't a conspiracy. Now, if the motherfuckers tried to stop his car and his brakes was fucking clicked, now that's different. But everybody dies. I'm sorry. But whatever type of niggas that don't like women, they is having a motherfucking... this is their fucking
and we just,
season.
And it's not most men. For the women who are
that's
listening
the vocal.
To... the few women who are listening to us, because this is turning into a complete nigga show. the few women who listen to us, just know, and I, and if you're listening to this, you probably know, it's not even most men. It's not even 90%
of the, vocal majority.
It's the loud, wrong ones. Yeah, and then,
the niggas like me, I ain't finna talk out on this shit.
It, listen.
And that's the problem.
This was just brought up because it just happened. So we just throw it in there because we, if you ever listen to this show, we tend to stray away from these type of topics just because we're irritated seeing them online. Like, god damn, like I said, it was a very inconvenient time for him dying, but rest in peace. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, if you haven't been looking at this shit, please go look at
it. Wild.
Because okay, so I know toxic relationships and blah blah blah, you know why I'm watching it. I enjoy seeing white people behave badly. Everybody knows it. My favorite documentaries are all based on white.
Tiger King.
Dope Sick Love, The Way Down, is white people behaving badly.
You love that motherfucking Love After Lockup.
I do love Love After Lockup. One of the people follows me on Instagram. The main Instagram, not Sins. Anyways, no, but it's it, like, money can't buy you class. I know that's a song from The Countess, but if you're a Real Housewives fan, you know what I'm talking about. But
money can't buy you shit.
These are some ghetto motherfuckers, and that is why I'm laughing. This is
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Before you go on,
I would say, when did Johnny Depp age?
Nigga,
he looked 30 for 50 years. As soon as he got on that court stand.
Fucking around with young bitches. Look,
I'm like, Johnny Depp, you were just Captain Sparrow.
My nigga got bags under his eyes, just like Sparrow.
He looked old so quick.
He's swollen. He doesn't look.
He did not look like that.
Now,
a year ago.
This is one of the few times in the history of my life on social media that I have heard white women saying, "Nah, he didn't do it." Collectively.
Oh, I can't say that, but. Yeah,
collectively, nobody believes this woman. However, this is what's funny to me. They are, she got on stand and recently, this is a couple of days ago, and then she said, he be high on heroin and he hit me and da 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 da.
This nigga was lying.
Stop the brakes.
And I don't think it was laughing. I'm sorry.
Listen.
If you out on heroin, you finna go to sleep.
Listen, if you ain't never been around a heroin addict,
they ain't finna hit a motherfucker.
The last thing a heroin addict is gonna do is hit you.
They finna pass the fuck out. They eyes finna roll back, and they finna listen to some Gil Scott.
A pothead and a heroin addict are the two calmest motherfuckers on the face of the planet. Now, if she would have said, "Oh, he drank some whiskey and snorted a line of cocaine," I'd be like, "Yeah, he beat the
bitch on some coke and coke.
He beat the fuck out of her. No, go to jail, Johnny. No, but even though this is a defamation trial, but anyways, but on heroin, and I'm saying heroin, not heroin, on heroin, I am what I am."
Well, what's funny about when I first heard about it, and I hate to sound like always new, but when I first heard about it, like that, it just doesn't make sense. And of course, I don't know neither one of these motherfuckers personally.
Nope.
The reason why it don't make sense to me is because people are just people. People are just people. I don't care, celebrity, rich, poor, people are just people. If nothing has ever been said like that about Johnny Depp, it's hard for me to just believe he just, without any kind of cognitive disorder anything or what's it called when you're I did that I'm sorry when your brain starts to slip, cognitive regression, anything outside of that, I'm just like, so he just one day married to him, just start beating bitches, like, and all of his friends like, no, he's the nicest guy. And I'm not saying that's in above.
I know what you mean, but there's no what. Okay, so
because I hate to sound like that, because I know that's women's main argument. Like,
that's why nobody believes
the woman,
right?
And I believe you should believe.
But this, let's go to the legal side of it. This is a defamation suit, right? So there's no real police. There's no police reports. There's no criminal activity. But why the fuck didn't you call the police?
Any of that shit.
Cause
speaking of shit, she shit in the bed.
She shit in the bed on purpose,
and that
right there stopped everything from everything, and she.
I want to hang out with Johnny Depp.
I just see, I'm going to be honest with you, everything about Amber Heard looks like a cokehead. And you can't trust a cokehead. Look, I've been around a whole bunch of drug addicts in my life, and you cannot trust a cokehead. You can trust a crackhead before you can trust a cokehead.
A cokehead is an undercover crackhead.
Yeah, a crackhead is going
to know what they are. Listen, a crackhead knows what the fuck they are.
A crackhead is never going to put up their nose. They understand their concept in life. They get up and go every morning, because you ain't never heard a crackhead say, "Oh, I can't go get crack today.
I'm tired."
Yeah,
no crack for me today.
I'm gonna take a mental health day and not worry about crack. Yeah, you're not gonna hear that from
crackheads. Don't take mental health days.
You know what I'm saying? They hustle all the time.
Be like a crackhead.
A cokehead.
We're gonna get canceled like a
If this is the episode that does it, then a motherfucking cokehead, especially one that's got to be like, you know, prim and proper, and then a white cokehead.
Snowfall. My issue with Amber Heard is she was on the forefront of the abuse for women thing.
Yeah, and she wasn't. I'll say it for you, because she did a PR stunt. She knew what the fuck she was doing. This was a well orchestrated stunt. She put it out like she was an abused woman. She got Johnny Depp fired from Disney.
That's even before she did that. Before the allegations came out, she was already talking to. She was already doing.
But
them.
She was. That's why I said it was a PR move. She knew what the fuck she was doing, because
before it came out.
Okay. So let me cover my goddamn back.
And be like, I always cared about women.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of saying, "Oh, I'm just doing this as, you know, on some Rose McGowan? Yeah, for the Me Too movement.
You don't believe her?
No, I do, but she got some shit. So
I do believe anything that had to do with Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
I believe, because I think Ben Affleck, as much as I love him, I think he was complicit in some shit, but just in some boys' club. That's just how we did.
This is how it was. You know why? Because he's from fucking Boston.
I like Ben Affleck. So let me
stop. I'm a Matt Damon fan myself. Anyways, I like Matt Damon more than Ben Affleck.
And I like Ben Affleck more than Matt Damon.
Yeah, I fucks with Matt.
Because I think I would get along with Ben Affleck before I get
like
along
me,
with Matt Damon.
I feel like me.
Okay, so you Matt, I'm Ben.
Yeah, I feel.
Because Ben gonna drink and fucking watch sports.
Yeah,
and Matt gonna be somewhere.
And fuck a fat ass Puerto Rican. That's what's going
on. Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Lopez fat?
No, like a fat her
ass.
Oh,
the ass is fat.
Yeah. It used to be. I don't know if it's the same. Hey. But at one point in time, it was.
I do like J-Lo, but go ahead.
I used to like J-Lo's music. I'm not going in front. It was like my seventh grade.
If you have my loving.
Oh. Copyright.
Who? All right, y'all know. What's up?
That was middle school dance day, so it was okay. Anyway. What the fuck was that?
Amber Heard crazy.
Amber Heard makes it bad for women who were abused, dragged, beaten. Yeah. And we're talking about motherfuckers in Hollywood that we won't even know about because of shit like this. Because they're not going to be believed.
That's really what fucks me up, because now people are going to be like, you see, they be lying. Now you can't always believe the victim. But I'm like, no.
And this gives more fuel to the bullshit, because if you haven't been watching the news, next segue, if you haven't been watching the news, it is real hard to be a motherfucking woman these days.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I agree.
Yeah, it's our rights to control our reproductive system are now been entangled in some bipartisan political bullshit. They're currently reviewing
litigation.
I don't understand how the fuck it got this far. Why? Okay, I have, and this is the one time, because I've always said I'm not
a touchy subject for me.
I'm not a feminist, right? Because I feel like the feminist movement.
I've been called a feminist, and I'm like, I'm not a feminist.
No, I feel like the feminist movement in America is primarily designed to help white women get ahead and feel like they're useful. Okay.
I didn't think about
and that. Because you're not a chick either, and not having to work and try to fight with these motherfuckers every day. But that is a big thing. I do feel like, and this is not all white women. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. But there's a certain group of
women.
No, I have a specific phrase I want to use. A activist Karen, if you will, who wants to come out and
that's people need a cause. People need a cause.
Yeah, they need something to be attached to because they don't have anything to be attached to.
People need a cause. Yeah.
So, but in this situation, nah, I don't agree with it. I am a firm believer that women should have the right to do. I'm not pro-life. I'm not at all. I feel like you can't quote unquote say pro-life. If you are willing to say that a woman who is having complications should try to carry that baby to full term.
I've read something that said they couldn't terminate and the fetus had died and they had to carry the
Yeah.
fetus. That shit is unfathomable to me. And I don't have a uterus. That's what fucks me up.
There's no.
I don't have an opinion. I literally can't have an opinion about a woman carrying a child because I can't do it.
Listen.
So I'm like, do what the fuck you want.
They're like, oh, you should talk to talk to your husband. Okay, I'll tell you how rough this is.
Women can't even get their tubes tied.
Exactly, until they're 25 plus. Just in case you don't, and just in case you want to reverse it.
That's a
Excuse
man
Excuse me?
That's a man shit.
You just imagine somebody who's had maybe 4 or 5 kids, who's just extremely fertile. I'm not even trying to be funny, but they don't have a choice. They're not able to take contraceptives. You know how fucking dangerous contraceptives are? And I'm not just speaking as a woman. I'm speaking as a woman, and I'm going to get very personal, who has had reproductive issues, who just recently had surgery for this fucking shit. Our bodies are literally ticking time bombs all the time. You know how expensive it is to be a normal woman? Try being a bougie bitch. It is an expensive thing. And then you guys, and then because people are like, rape cases. Well, that's different. No, none of it's different. None of it's different. If you're a woman and you get pregnant and you do not want to carry a child, you need to have the legal right without a motherfucking old white man or a young black man or who the fuck ever trying to
them hotep niggas.
Yes. Well, because it's your womb. No, exactly.
You see the Lord, the sunshine. Hey. Nigga,
listen, you don't know what it's like. The crushing of your body. There's women. There's plenty of women. And
the physical and psychological toll it takes for from just what I heard, from what I read, the hormones.
Which
I know how hormones work. Because if we're going to be scientific about it, feelings, emotions are nothing but biochemical algorithms that make you feel this way or that way. Mm-hmm. You're happy because neurons fire off in your head and make you happy. You're sad because neurons fire off in your head and make you sad. When you're,
that's why I said falling in love is just basically having a stroke.
It's biochemical.
Your brain's having a mini stroke. That's what's happening.
That's all that's the fuck happening. And shit flooded. So with as being a man, if I had to think about having a child with every woman I ever slept with, I probably would have slept with two women in my entire life. Only because as a man, I can walk away from this situation. Yeah, monetarily, I might get caught up. But society deems women to be care providers. And this is not me saying it. It's just what society makes it. So as a man, I could be, oh, shit. How do I know this is my baby? Or even if it is, you could just walk away. Like, you just walk, well, I don't like you. I didn't know this is what we were doing. Like, da-da-da-da.
Yeah. And it's perfectly, listen, and I will say this, too. This is fucked up. But there is some reason to this. It's perfectly okay for a man to be honest and say, I did not sign up for this. If y'all were fucking.
Yes.
I'm not even talking about a relationship. If y'all were fucking and saying, this is not something that I planned on being a part of. That's one thing.
I agree with that.
Don't
fuck raw then. That's all I can say to that. Don't be fucking raw then.
Listen, I know it's great. It's the most amazing thing ever. The reason why it's the most amazing thing ever is primarily for reproductive purposes.
That's why we like it so much.
I mean,
it's nature. That's why we like it.
It's exactly nature.
It's the only thing we're supposed to do is live and reproduce. That's mm-hmm. our only innate things. It's self-preservation and reproduction. So sex is supposed to feel like the greatest thing ever.
It's just the best.
If it didn't, you wouldn't want to do it.
No.
But continue.
But for some people don't like it. So, and because of hormones. And
that's some biochemical algorithm.
But again, women's bodies are the most complex thing that you'll ever get into. I actually had this conversation, again, because it's Mother's Day. I was having this conversation with a relative about our grandmothers. You know, about our families in general and how, you know, the men in the family, oh, she's crazy or da-da-da, she's crazy. My grandmother had 7 children. Stair-step.
Mm. One, Irish twins?
No, but damn near. Because, like, my mother and her sister right before her are a day and a year apart.
Damn near Irish twins.
Yes. Yes. So you imagine, and she was
ghetto twins.
She was like 20, you know, when she started, or 20. Yeah, she was 20 when she started.
And back then, they just are like 17, 18.
My grandmother before that had 10. My great grandmother had 10 kids, all stair step kids. This is what I'm talking about. There's no way. There's no way. Your hormones fuck with you so bad. If you're women, because
I'm going to just turn my mic off. Go off, sis.
Women have all of these issues that are just supposed to be normal. We can't even get doctors, black women especially, we can't even get doctors to listen to us about our bodies failing in the and it fucks up everything. Holiday knows this. I almost died. Mm-hmm. And this was recently because of a reproductive issue, because of an overage of hormones. Mm-hmm. If I would have gotten pregnant, I would have died. I would have not have made it. Me nor the baby would have made it. That's how serious that shit is. But
I've heard of situations for women like that who aren't like super wealthy.
Yeah.
Like, that just you go to your doctor, but you don't make such and such amount of money to
and
have.
They're like, oh well,
you know what I'm saying, it's like going through the drive through at McDonald's. They hey, you want the quarter pounder? Mm-hmm. What you did, they don't really care. You're just another number, you're just another chart in some cases.
And then they're like, oh well, go to holistic and everything. The only thing about holistic, which is great too, you can eat your pineapples, you can eat your bananas, you can do I'm looking at pineapples, yeah, and bananas, yeah. You can do all of that. You can do all the vegan stuff you want, but at the end of the day, it's still chemical, and it's still, you still need a fucking doctor. The whole point of this Roe versus Wade is to still control reproductive health, not just a fetus being killed, because they're not talking about babies. We're not talking about you're 6 months pregnant.
Practice?
6 months pregnant. Yeah, and then taking a hanger. No, that's not what's happening. We're talking about, you know, in the first, because there's nothing, that's not a person. In the first 6 weeks.
But see, that's the argument. People want to argue when does life begin.
If it's at, if the child has a heartbeat, right? Life starts at the heartbeat. But it doesn't start at conception.
It does not. I don't believe that.
That's what my biggest issue is. It doesn't start at conception. And if most women don't know when they're pregnant. They're talking about 7 weeks at maximum.
I would agree with all of this if we had 0% homeless children in the world. If we didn't have a foster care system, I would agree with all of this.
Here in Fresno locally, we have children sleeping on desks because we can't get them housed.
So if and people, well, don't get pregnant. Okay.
Yeah.
It is kind of like,
and you want to take away Planned Parenthood where people can go and get free condoms, because condoms are expensive as hell. Then you have birth control, which causes reproductive issues.
We act like you have to be in a certain amount to have these certain privileges. And the thing about the doctor, I remember when I hurt my back and my leg. And I hurt my back,
old,
but
ass
it trickled
man.
Down. Exactly. So I'm at the doctor, and they're just telling me shit. And I'm like, no, I'm like really hurt. I don't know if they thought I was just trying to get drugs. I don't know if they just thought I wanted to like miss work. But I'm like, I cannot walk. And I'm telling this to the doctor. And they're like, well, just stretch. I'm like, I can't walk. And like, if I'm fine, cool. But you didn't do nothing.
You didn't even look at me, bro.
You just like, how does this feel? And I understand because I'm not a doctor, so I understand 9 times out of 10, this means this, this means this.
Nah, I know a few doctors, and they'll say it that they kind of just call bullshit on some of the stuff. Oh, they're looking for drugs.
But my aunt works in the medical field, and they say I treat them and shoot them. That's your thing. If they ain't fucking, when I went for my hand, the lady didn't even look at me until she saw my hand was bleeding.
Yep.
I sat at the counter. She seen me at the counter and was like shuffling papers. And then I'm looking at her. Then she seen my hand was fucking gushing blood. I was like, oh, motherfucker, this emergency room.
Nigga almost passed out. Was nobody in the emergency room. It was empty.
Emergency room. What the fuck else am I doing? But so I'm saying that as far as like, I can only imagine what it's like being. This has been a whole thing since medical treatment in America. For y'all that don't know, black women used to be treated on without anesthetic because it was thought to believe that they didn't feel pain. It was thought to believe that black skin was tougher than others. This is real shit. This ain't conspiracies.
No, this is like literally.
It's literally. And the only reason I bring that up because people today still say that, black people still today still say that like, oh, we don't need this. We don't need that. What the fuck? The body is the body. People will. I argue with people till this black men and women be like, oh no, we're different. Motherfucker, that's that kind of shit that had people operated on without anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
To see the results. Fuck what you talking about. And again, and this is way post-slavery too, but even during slavery, because people think like when slavery ended, it was like, oh well, you guys didn't have to work in the fields. That was just a smart part of it. We forget about medical experience. We forget about breeding. We forget about buck breaking. We forget about gator bait. They actually mentioned that in winning time. We forget about all that shit and just think, oh, you're in the fields picking cotton. Okay, it's over. Get over it. we all this other shit is swept under the rug. Like, nah, this is the shit that happened, and now the shit's coming. How they say the bill come due. Now motherfuckers wanna, you know. And I'm not turning this into a race issue. I'm just saying, as far as women are concerned,
it ends up becoming one.
As far as women are concerned, their bodies have never been. They never had autonomy over their own body. Agency. I'm sorry.
It's just
agency
like,
over their own body.
It's just like, oh, you know, you can have like the doula and the perfect experience. You can drink the tea and that'll cure everything. But that doesn't cure everything. Also, we live on an American diet. I don't care what you try to do. We're Americans.
This shit ain't healthy.
Like,
I try my hardest to eat healthy. And it's expensive as shit.
And I'm
single.
We can't afford shit. So, like, I gotta get pineapples and bananas on sale from Aldi's, and it's not even coming from. And I live in California.
And I love oat milk. When regular milk.
Unless it's like the real dairy farm milk in the glass bottle that actually makes you feel like you're drinking milk, that I can drink that regular milk, but my body can't digest like the
What's funny about that is the human body has been made to consume milk after a certain age. The enzymes we have die out. And what's funny is Eastern Europeans have an extra enzyme to make them consume milk because cows were there. Cows weren't in Africa. We didn't drink milk in Africa. Mm-hmm. You didn't drink milk in certain parts of the planet. That's why certain people can eat certain things. Like, we ain't even supposed to eat beef genetically. You know what I mean? So that's why certain things we digest different. And when they say, oh, black people shouldn't drink milk, like, that's a real thing. Genetically, I mean, certain enzymes, we don't have those enzymes, especially after a certain age.
But considering that your ancestry probably looks like mine, we should break about even. The biggest problem.
My grandfather's white, so I'm not. And my grandmother, my great grandma, she's real Creole. Yeah, if you look at her, she looked like Lena Horne, Dorothy Dandridge. She looks black with white features.
I'm not gonna go into my genealogy. Both of my parents are black.
My mom black, my dad blacker. That's what I always say.
Motherfucking exactly. Now the genealogy, that was some other shit. Some shit I wasn't expecting. Somebody telling some lies.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not. I am. Anyway,
I can hear it in your voice.
You mother.
I said that on purpose because I know it fucks with.
Woo! Anyways,
trigger.
The whole point is that go out and vote.
Mm.
Which, I speak, at the end of the day, we can go on these, again, all these think pieces and all this other shit. Go out and vote. Go out and vote. There's going to be a whole ton of elections. Mm-hmm. This is called the midterm elections. This is not, oh, I'm voting Biden out. No, we have a few more years for that. You hold your, cool your jets on that.
Yeah.
But when you vote for congressmen and assemblymen and all that type important. Of shit, that's important. Who gets this shit to the Supreme Court. It's not the president. It's not Kabuki Harris. It is this. And yes, I did say Kabuki because they didn't get it on my motherfucking nerves. Because why is Sally Mae still calling me? Wipe this shit out. I'm not going to pay.
I remember learning in school the president is just a...
It's a figurehead.
Is he... The president is the main policeman in America. I remember learning that in seventh grade. They're like... That's part of the, because it's the judicial legislative in the...
I was going to say, that's probably eighth grade. That's when they...
Eighth grade? Yeah. Okay, I remember learning, like...
Because that's when they make you learn the Constitution.
Yeah, and it was like, the president is just the head of this shit. But it's your mayor, congressman, government. It all starts with the fucking, alderman.
Alderman, and if you have an alderman. If you're local and you're listening... It all starts
from there.
Vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but the Central Valley has a very huge problem.
The Supreme Court is more important than the president, if you ask me.
The Supreme Court is more important than the
president.
The
president deal with a mother...
Congress and...
international.
Yeah. Congress, your House of Representatives, but you can't have a House of Representatives in Congress without voting for these lower-level motherfuckers. Excuse me, and quote unquote lower level.
You should run for Congress.
One day.
Okay. Delete all this shit.
Never.
Okay.
I want y'all to hear me from the beginning to now, especially since I'm changing some things in my life.
Damn, she pointed at me.
No, I'm
one of the things she said. Well, it's been fun.
You always trying to kick yourself off of here.
Just like a dick. Yeah,
if you don't want to be on the show, just, I can find somebody else.
All right.
You can't.
You can find somebody else, but you ain't going to find nobody else.
Calm down, Eddie.
Everybody come see you, Otis. Yeah, I am Eddie. I'm Eddie from the Five. I grew up duck, but then my heart got broken. I turned Eddie. Now I'm sitting out balconies.
Baby you're doll. Eddie. You're Eddie and Dresser combined.
Baby doll, we on our way. And at the end of the day, I'm gonna be in church singing.
Yeah, I do believe that's how this is all gonna end up. Like you spoke into existence. I just you rap.
I feel like. But go ahead,
baby. It's gonna be a
Spanish. On that tangent.
It's gonna be a Spanish speaking church. But it's definitely that's bound to happen.
Bethesda.
Anyways, just to wrap it up, please go and vote. Please go and do something with your lives. Read about women's health. And I do say women's health because our uterus fucks with everything. Yeah. Everything else in our body. And you got, the cramps aren't that bad. If you niggas had to deal with a cramp in your dick for seven consecutive days and then just random bouts of your dick hurting, you would die.
As a man, I will say this. The only reason I don't talk about shit like this is because, for one, I cannot conceive a child. I cannot carry a child. I don't have a uterus.
These are the motherfuckers that they're talking about. Yeah, this is exactly who doesn't need a uterus.
I don't have a vagina. It's okay just to, like, listen. Because I know, and I'm saying this as a man, and again, we talk about virtue signaling and SJW and all that shit, but it is okay. Just the women tell me some shit that I don't even know what the fuck they talking about. I'm like, okay, I never thought about it like that. But I don't have to insert my views, because even as a man, I can be like, well, I just would have done that. But I would have done that. That may not be accessible to her. Like, as a man, I could do a lot of things that a woman can't do. And I'm not saying can't, but I mean as far as society is concerned. As a man, I can go out at night and not really worry about shit. Mm-hmm. Of course, danger is prevalent everywhere. But even, because what's the argument? Oh, if she didn't dress like that, what am I talking to? Like, what the fuck? Like, I that don't make sense to me. Because it really does it. Like, if...
Because you niggas be out here dressed like sluts, too. And nobody... Never mind.
No, you know. Because when I go out, I want to look nice when I go out. Like, but... But as a man, I can be like, hey, oh, yeah, you know, I'm here.
You dressed like a hoe right now.
I'm dressed like a hoe?
You not dressed like a hoe?
I've been called a hoochie twice this week. That's why. That's probably why I projected it towards you.
I'm just, yeah, he called me a hoochie for no reason. I had pants on.
Somebody sent me a picture of, said I'm going to give you these shorts. And I'm like, what the fuck? That was the motherfucking 70 shorts, the fucker Rocky running on the beach. Like, oh my gosh, you want me to be out here?
Yes, I do approve of the hoochie daddy shorts. Whoa, though.
Women want a slut, dude. Hey, you know what else? You know what? If we get to the crux of all this, I think where this is coming from, I honestly believe it is some kind of paradigm shift. Mm. I honestly do believe that women are gaining ground. Mm-hmm. And I think this is making a lot of motherfuckers nervous.
We ready to blow some shit up. Not literally. No, but you know what I mean.
The views that it's...
Yeah, not literally. Not actually blowing anything up. But what I mean is concepts. They're blowing up concepts.
And I honestly believe that all this shit we held true for fucking 1,000 years. Because, and let's be honest, if we go back 1,000 years ago, women were only here to reproduce. And there's another reason I was going to make. A lot of men are gay. And I honestly believe that you don't like women. You just know you got to have sex with them.
I just wanted to drink my blue Kool-Aid.
Why else would I be saying, don't do that, don't do that? Why am I so upset with a woman? Niggas is gay. I had this conversation with a female friend of mine. It's like, men are emotionally attached to other men. And just are physically want to have sex with women because that's what
you know. We're talking about 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago. You talk about the Romans.
Niggas dated men. They had only had sex with women to reproduce.
Women were only for reproduction.
And everything else, you had a male lover. They dated little boys. They went to war and had male not concubines, but they had.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's what they considered.
Motherfucker, look at Nero and his
look. The whole purpose of the eunuchs, they are the, what do they call it, the capillary, where they
chop their dick off.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't have
them urges and shit.
No, so they wouldn't go through puberty, and so they stayed, and so they would become effeminate. Just out of habit, so they would always keep that, asexual, appearance. Mm-hmm. And men were attracted to them. And it's always been a fucking thing. It's the same thing I said about being gay. Gay's not new.
It's everything in nature is gay.
Yeah, everything in nature is fucking gay. Nothing's new.
I believe that. That's just where, because when I hear some
shit. I think that's why I sip my drink. I can't. I can't say because like, I'll get hit as a hater. You don't like women.
I hear something like, yeah, you don't like women. You don't like women. You don't like women.
And some of them aren't really all that sexually attracted to women either.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like they, like you said, they're just for the purposes of like, oh, I want to have a kid, or this is what I'm supposed to do. And this is why, quote unquote, gender roles are so dangerous.
That's why I think we get into that sex thing where it was like extra aggressive and demeaning, and men and women both like that shit. I can't speak on that because I'm not into that, but I think
there's no kink shaming.
No, I don't kink shame at all, but I think some of that is where it stems from, because I hear it's only because what I hear women tell me, and I'm like, I think that nigga was gay, and they'll be like, no, we had sex a lot. That's like being racist and having black babies. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that nigga was gay. Like, I'm sorry. If he was telling you this, if he was doing that, he doesn't like women. And it's okay. But now...
Or they have women issues. Because there's... So they're not... Thank you. They're not always gay. Some of them have women issues. Some of them... A lot of niggas have mommy issues. And that comes...
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Because I do believe that happens a lot. Because, you know, it's always the whole premise, oh, they have daddy issues. I always made the joke, I do have a daddy issue. My daddy did too much for me. That's my issue.
So now you expect niggas to carry on.
This is the funny part. It's never like the like, oh, I need you to buy me this. Because my daddy was a gift person. He wasn't a manual labor.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, he was a gift person.
Well, I'm manual labor. I won't tell you anything about you.
Yeah.
Like, I love you. I care about you.
Yeah,
I'll just buy you something.
That was never going to happen. Yeah. Like you look. Daddy, how I look? Like a hooker? Like that?
Hoochie? But I just buy you shit. That's just me. That's my love language.
But like,
here you go. Like, I'm never going to tell you. So here you go.
Exactly. But it's a certain expectation that I see from a man in general. That's where my issue comes. I always say that's why I have daddy issues. It's the expectation for men to do certain things. Just like we had that joke about driving. If a nigga is in the passenger seat, I got a problem. I don't want to drive. The nigga needs to drive. Unless they're a terrible driver or they don't have a license. Which is
not uncommon in not uncommon in those certain cases.
Those stories, those days are over. But
I might get canceled, but women can't drive.
Listen, continue. I can't park. I can drive. I just can't park. I'm a terrible parker. There's no need of me lying.
That's what I mean by saying that driving is part of parking.
That's you're splitting hairs.
I mean, I'm sorry. Parking is part of driving.
Like, oh, it's just so much. But I can get you where you need to go.
You just can't stop the car.
Hey, it's going to stop one way or the other.
Get out. I'm going to go down the street. That's why I got to walk so far in Oakland. If you could parallel park, you wouldn't have to walk that far.
Listen, nigga, I had the car that parallel parks. That wasn't even the problem. It was just, I don't even want to get into that. It was just so much. And there's no parking. Like, there's no huge parking structures, even downtown.
I feel you.
I'm like, it's just irritating. There was plenty of places.
So, in summation, nigga, stop being gay.
Just stop. Stop
policing women's bodies. And I'm saying this as a man. As a man.
Oh, we got one more topic.
Oh, what?
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Go ahead. Ow, you hit me.
I didn't hit. I did not hit her.
He hit me. He hit me the last time he was over here too.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I got witnesses on that one. He hit me, but I knocked his ass out. So we even. If it came down to the two of us, I would be the one that ends up in jail. So it's fine.
Yeah, I would turn. Yeah, I would turn the waterworks on.
Yeah, he would be the. She does this to me.
I want to turn it, and you'd be like, they're like, okay.
He would. He would Amber Heard me.
I'm like this.
He would Amber Heard me.
Yeah, I Amber Heard the shit out of her.
Yeah, I already know. But just
because I look 12, that's why.
And I look 16, so we got.
You the motherfucker, the predator. You the motherfucker. I'm chewing. Officer. But go ahead, what was that?
Anyways, I just wanted to bring up some funny shit. I wanted to end it because this is kind of a sad episode. Talking about abortions and niggas dying.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, I'll tell you one nigga that didn't die this week. Dave Chappelle.
Oh! We stuffed a butt on that nigga.
Dave Chappelle.
How do you feel about it? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to, if you haven't seen it, if you've just been underneath a rock for the last couple of days.
Week, yeah.
So, the nigga, this dude, a nigga named Isaiah, light-skinned nigga named Isaiah.
I laughed so hard. I ain't going to sing this thing.
I cackled.
Because I don't want the feedback anymore.
It made
but she knows.
And if you listen to the show, you know too. So the nigga ran up on stage. The young cat, like 21, 22. Or maybe he was 23. Yeah, he's a baby. He was definitely born late 90s, early 2000s.
I heard his mixtape. He sounds slow, but go ahead.
I mean, that's...
Or maybe he just could have been 20.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's just the time.
Well, you know what? The only reason I'm saying that is, and this is not no dig, but I started my night job and I work with a lot of younger people, and I'm like, y'all not even speaking English. Y'all just saying words. I'm like, wow, that's how people.
Yeah, you're only.
I'm in my 30s, but I
really struggled to remember how old.
But it's just funny to me because I can imagine how I sounded to people older. That's what I'm saying. Because they just say shit, and I'm like, wow. Like, well. I'm sorry. I'm never get used to women calling each other bro. Women say bro more than dudes. But go ahead.
that's me.
Women be like, they call women, each other bro. And
women is me. I don't ever call anybody like, hey sis. No, unless I consider them like my sisters. Bro.
Bro. What are you doing? Dave Chappelle. That's
but Dave Chappelle, so you got, it was Hollywood Bowl. It was a whole bunch of shit. It was Travis Scott, Rihanna, some other people. It was a whole thing.
You had people at that show.
What'd you say? I did have people. I have my sibling. And my cousin Asia, Planet Asia, they were both at that show. I think my brother got roofied.
You say that so cavalier.
Because it was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. But I'm not
gonna pause.
I can't.
You can get canceled for that. Don't say that.
Listen, he didn't get. No telling what them niggas was doing.
He roofied himself.
They're.
Older. I have roofied myself. They're not with actual roofing, but I have roofied.
Yeah,
myself.
They're like late. They're late 40s now, so they're.
I got drunk as fuck, and
they still
to fall asleep and not deal with a motherfucker.
Yeah, he.
Whatever you do.
And jet lag and shit. It was like it was probably just like a really. It was just a lot going.
That's
on.
That's a confluence of everything.
It was like, ooh, I am overwhelmed, and his body was like, fuck it. So anyway, so my people were out there.
I'm supposed to be done. The longer I stay, the more I want to drink.
I'm so sorry.
Continue.
So anyway, so this dude rushed up on stage and decided he was going. God damn, he decided he was going to try to get Dave Chappelle.
He tackled that nigga.
No, he didn't actually get to
tackle. No, he tackled him.
He tackled Dave.
He tackled.
I missed that part.
I seen the footage. So no, that's what was the argument was like. How did he get that close? He literally tackled.
All I saw was lights out. Like I saw, but I didn't see like.
Oh, it's on like camera.
Gotcha.
Camera phone.
Gotcha.
But he did tackle him. I've seen the footage.
So yeah, so he did that, and this is the cool thing about Dave Chappelle. And I give credit where credit is due. Dave Chappelle came out because. Reports state that Jamie Foxx and Busta Rhymes beat this nigga's ass.
Yeah.
Which makes it better for me. That makes
nigga,
it.
I'm like, nigga!
Same. It enthralled me in a way I wasn't expecting.
That niggerty, like,
I was like, because I could just see these two niggas out of all the people that was there.
Jamie Foxx and Busta Rhymes.
You knew ASAP wasn't going to get dirty. Like, no, nigga.
And them Busta Rhymes is a nigga.
And Busta so old.
You know a nigga big.
In my head, this is what Busta was saying. Nigga, no. And all of a sudden, it was just like, stomp, stomp, stomp.
You know what I thought of? Higher Learning.
Yes!
That scene with Busta Rhymes. Like, yeah, I granted nigga. And I was like, did it, if y'all ain't seen Higher Learning,
please go watch it. Under the age of 30, you probably haven't seen it.
No, but it's a scene. He was like, yeah, I hate that nigga. High school. One beat down. We'll never compare to 400 years of captivity. We don't need that.
I'm going to watch that movie tonight.
I can't.
I
love that movie, but when I watch it, I'm going to slap everybody that's not my complexion or light or darker. I apologize. I didn't make me jam. But I watch it.
That's how I feel about Rosewood.
That's how I feel about Malcolm X.
I had to stop watching Malcolm X. I had to.
And Maze, his birthday is coming up, and I listen to his vinyl, and I try to watch the movie. And again, it's literally my favorite movie, Malcolm X and Favorite Black Hat. But I cannot watch it without being so fucking angry. But go ahead.
Sorry.
See how that's a Busta in me.
But yes, Busta and Jamie Foxx decided they was with the shits. Jamie came out with all of his Texas ass whooping.
Didn't he have a cowboy hat on or something? You know,
Django came out.
He from Dallas?
Yeah.
I think
it's from Houston. Like a suburb of Houston.
Texas, I don't know exactly where.
I think it may be a suburb of Houston, but don't quote me on that. We know where Busta from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long Island?
Yes.
He's from New York.
Yeah, he's
I wanna say Long Island.
Him and what's his name? Jigga. They all went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah.
I know him and Jay-Z went to high school.
You didn't know that?
Well, cause I thought Busta Rhymes was from Long Island. Or Staten Island, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they all went to that the Polytechnical school.
Oh, that's where the borough.
Yeah, okay.
I got you. Okay. Gotcha.
So that's no random information. I asked me what I had for breakfast this morning, but I remember that shit. Anyways, so
I don't know what I had.
If I had breakfast,
I didn't need breakfast. I had a motherfucking pre-workout. That was my breakfast. Water.
Oh, you had cocaine? You had cocaine? Because that's what a pre-workout is. I don't care what nobody say.
Uh. Do I look tired? And wash it down with a Red Bull. Now I ain't finna sleep till Monday. But what I would say about
if this, y'all can't see the stuff that I see. We're gonna get video
footage one day. But
if y'all would have saw the pop lock and drop that just happened now.
For a nigga that can't pop lock, I pop lock a lot.
The last two times you've been over here.
Say that three times fast. What I will say about this.
But yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was gonna say that. Dave Chappelle came out. And he was like, I want to know why he did it. So homeboy's been arraigned, but Dave Chappelle came out yesterday and was like, I want to go talk to him. He was like, because he has a reason. He has a reason why he did it, and I want to find out why.
I believe it was clout chasing. I honestly believe it was clout chasing. I don't believe that. I don't, some shit just happened. I don't think it was some underlining da-da-da-da-da. If I rush Dave Chappelle on stage, people going to talk about me for at least a month. Honestly, that's all I think it was. The nigga young. Your brain ain't fully developed. Like, and that's not even a joke. Like, it's...
I love how look that, it up. That is literally the statement that is used all the time on this show. Is your brain's not fully developed.
But no, until...
Because it's true.
Men, until the age between 25 and 30, your brain is not... You're functioning as a child. Which is weird. That's why I don't know how you're 18... While you're an adult at 18. And you can't do shit but go to war. And vote. You can't smoke. You can't drink. You can't rent a car. You can't do shit but go die. That's why Gregory fuck, how I forget his name.
I don't know, but that's old girl that Kevin went out with.
Okay, you're just saying shit on the mic. But screenshot that. But if you can go to war 18, you should be able to vote at 17. What's her Gregory, what's it? Why am I drawing the blank?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The older activist comedian,
Dick Gregory.
I'm sorry. He said if you can go to war at 18, you should be able to vote at 17. But no, I honestly think it's weird. At 18, you're an adult, but you can't do shit. Like in America, now you can't smoke. Now you can't
drink. Yeah, that's right. They can't even smoke. Sucks for them.
You can't drink. You can't rent a car. You can't even get a job. It's hard because it's like, oh, we want somebody with a little more experience. This guy like, well, damn.
And y'all can't even do like manual shit no more because it's like y'all. Yeah, I don't know.
So I honestly think it's funny. And then I actually read something that's like that's why they sign you up at 18 because this is when you're at the peak of your
physical
and sexual, your sexual peak. So you can't fuck, so let's send you out in the jungle to go kill motherfuckers because you got all this testosterone, you got all these urges, so we're gonna send you out into boot camp, break you down. And this is no aspersions in the military because I actually like the military. I tried to join, but they wouldn't have me.
Criminal.
I'm a criminal, so they wouldn't have me. But no, seriously, they send you at the peak of your sexuality. They give you a gun. You can't fuck, but go shoot this motherfucker. I guarantee you it feels the same. I guarantee you it feels the same to blow this shit up. But that's all. This nigga was young, and your brain ain't developed. He wants some clout. He had a mixtape. The nigga sounds slow to me. And that's not, don't at me. The nigga said, I heard his mixtape. He sounds slow. He sounds slow. Did you hear his song?
Yeah.
He had a song called Dave. I listened to it. So I don't know if this is what music sounds like. Or if the nigga just sounded slow.
That's why I was going to say.
Is that just what it sounds like? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's just a lot of what.
He's not slow. He's current. But because my coworker plays the radio, all I hear is motherfucking. Women have became rappers now.
Yeah, it's all about the party, man.
Niggas is on the radio.
Niggas are emotional.
Niggas is on the radio. Every song I hear by a dude, they sad. Every song I hear about a woman, by a woman, what's the motherfucking shit that got the fantasy beat?
Oh, bad bitch, I can be your fantasy. Okay. Hey.
Alright, I'm
big
energy.
Yes. Okay, big energy. Lotto.
I don't know who's saying this, about to listen to it. Like, I kind of like this song.
Lotto.
Because I'm like, only because I'm like, yeah.
Because the beat and okay.
The shit they talking about, like, yep, that's me.
Pause.
That's me.
Pause. Okay.
I actually kind of like that.
So
shit.
The little nigga, he got a ring. Dave Chappelle's gonna go talk to him. So just to wrap it up, female rappers have been.
You know
lately.
I like Big J. You know so, I like Meg Thee Stallion.
Yes.
I fucks with Cardi. I don't know nobody else.
So, with the exception of, like, my girls, City Girls. I like
City that. Girls ain't nobody but male Ying Yang twins.
Listen.
City Girls are the Ying Yang twins for women.
The only problem is, and I'm going to say this, and I might get some flack about this, is that the Ying Yang twins can both rap on beat. I'm just gonna say it.
City Girls can
I'm just gonna say it. And I fucks with the City Girls. Like,
City Girls ain't nobody but the Ying Yang twins.
But the Ying Yang twins, you know, they you can
when I you're not to, struggling. Time for the twerker later. When I listen to that, yeah. You know what that reminds me of? She got a hand.
You know, her knees are better, balls are not that high. She like to twerk. Hey.
I'm the Riverside when that shit dropped.
Hood rat.
I am a hood. Hood rat, hood rat, hoochie daddy. That's me.
That was a camera. That was a camera.
Okay, I'm sorry. But no, wrap it up.
No, I was just going to say.
I love the progression of female MCs and shit.
Plan B by Meg. I know y'all got beef with Meg right now, too, talking about the whole Tory Lanez interview shit. Whatever.
Did you listen to her on talking to, no. Was she talking to Gail? I listened to it. I kind of believe her. I believe somebody said dance bitch and shot a gun at, I don't know who it was.
I do believe she got shot at.
But you
I know
Tory Lanez.
I know. I'm not even saying that.
Okay.
What I think it was, and this, I don't think it was as much a domestic violence issue as it was some nigga shit.
Oh. She was talking shit. I'm like, little nigga, I'll beat the shit out of you.
And she probably could, because Tory Lanez is all of 2 feet tall.
Megan is brick. House. That's probably why I like her.
That's the only reason why.
Okay. No argument. Because
she's tall, thick, and brown. Like, she's literally. And she watches anime. That's literally.
Oh my god, Megan, quit fucking with that party, nigga.
I love party though. Party.
You know, my girl likes to party all the time. But fuck that, man.
But no, her.
Come on for the holidays.
Wow. But no, I just wanted to just mention.
That's what it was.
Just mention that Meg Thee Stallion, Plan B. That shit slaps harder than this shit.
You sent me that, and I was listening to Drew Hill at the time.
And I asked you, what was you going through?
I wasn't even going through nothing. I was just like...
Because it wasn't just a Drew Hill song. It was the Drew Hill song.
I was just listening to that album. I was listening to the first... I was at work, and I was just playing the first Drew Hill album. So when she happened to send me a screenshot of Plan B, like, she's spitting. I was in the... It was the April showers are all alone. I was like, I might need to switch it up. So I was like, all alone since you left me, baby. I was there. But I wasn't sad or nothing.
It made me sad looking at it.
But like you said, I don't listen to R&B music when I'm sad. If I'm listening to like rock music, I'm probably sad.
There's some shit going on.
Yeah, if I'm listening to like Stained, Blink-182, fucking Stone Temple Pilots.
This is Stone Temple Pilots. You're dropping acid.
Yeah. Do a wellness check. If I'm listening to that shit, Nickelback, if I'm listening to motherfucking Three Doors Down, yeah.
Hey, that's the other side of it. You only hear me listening to Jay-Z for a whole day, I'm going through something.
Okay.
If I'm listening to Jay-Z, or God forbid, I turn on like old school, like Mystical, or some shit like that, I am going through it. I am not. And
if I'm listening to like
Art
Sugar Free all day, because I like Sugar Free because he's funny to me, I don't listen. Like, people like, he talks about women. It's comedy. It's comedy.
I only think I like Sugar Free because I got an uncle like Sugar Free. Like,
people tell me, so I say some shit like.
People? No, not people. Me. It's but, me. But it's more I tell you.
That's what they be like. Our friend Blanche. She hit me up about something like,
and she does not like Sugar Free.
She hates Sugar Free.
She missed that memo in the California throwback. She don't know no shit.
But she hates Sugar Free, but I was telling her something. I was like, I texted her, these corners need bending. She like, spoken like a true pimp. I'm not out here pimping, but. Yeah, motherfuckers swear I'm out here playing, pimping, hogging, and dogging, and I am not.
The way that you just threw your hand and said that statement leads me to believe that you're a fucking liar. So,
information. I ain't pimping. I'm just chilling. Hey, look, you ain't got to nail shit to a wall. It's going to stick itself. You know what I'm saying? A nigga, I ain't doing shit I ain't supposed to do. So, in summation, it's your boy, John Holiday, a.k.a. Jimmy Jump, a.k.a. Bobby Brando, a.k.a. the 40-page pimp. That last one I just made up. But, yes, quit policing women's bodies.
The 40-page pimp?
If they want to fucking chuck, if they want to fucking chuck, let them do it. Cameron Samuels, whatever. Leave the nigga gone. Leave him alone. Whatever. Amber Heard, she is an exception, not the rule. Please listen to women if they say they've been abused. Jada, she crazy as cat shit. And who else did we talk about?
One of these days we're gonna drop that episode, that Jada episode. It's
okay. We talked a lot of shit. And other than that,
I was gonna say, and to be fair, it was mostly me. He was just feeding me the info, and I was, yeah. Anyway, so make sure to check us out on our social media, Judge.
I like how you said the 40 page fit. Go back to that. Call this episode the 40 page fit.
I am. I had already planned on it. I had already planned on calling this the 40 page pimp. As soon as you said it, that's why I repeated it.
I'm sweating like a motherfucker.
Make sure to check us out on our social media, jhollow559, Feast and Banks, and of course the Black Audacity page on Instagram. If you haven't already, make sure to check us out on our Facebook group.
I logged back into Facebook. I'm back.
I get some goddamn help around here.
I'm sorry. I'm back. I don't understand the language of social media.
These niggas is old in our group, though. Anyways, we'll talk about that.
I just mean social media in general.
So, yeah. So, check us out on Facebook. Also, please check out our sponsors, Bras for a Cause Fresno, who will be hosting an event May 26th of 2022. Tickets are still available. Go to our page on Instagram for more information. All right. That's going to wrap it up.
Peace.
Deuces.